The Chinese capital continued to suffer from a dense fog this Monday after the city saw probably the worst on record air quality over the weekend.
I have difficulty breathing. Today has actually been better than the weekend. We live on the east side of the city. The smog is worse there. When I opened the window this morning, I couldn't see clearly. The visibility was very low. I'm worried about my family, especially those who drive.
There are so many cars that discharge so much exhaust. Industrial pollution is bad too. The air quality would be better if the government could take measures to control the pollution.
Although weather forecasters say air quality will return to normal this Wednesday following forecasted strong wind, the high pollution in recent days has inevitably prompted further debate on this issue. It's been proved that in recent years, most Chinese cities, including Beijing, have already committed to a timetable to improve their air quality. In fact, most Chinese cities do have emergency response plans for such seriously polluted days. In Beijing, environment authorities have passed mandatory measures urging over 50 companies to cut their emissions by 30%. 30% of government vehicles have been removed from the road in severely polluted areas in Beijing. Dozens of Chinese cities began releasing figures about some of the worst kinds of pollutants early last year, and major metropolises have been relocating the majority of heavy industry outside the city. But obviously for some, it's far from enough. People want quick action. It's widely believed that air pollution is a major problem in China due to the country's rapid pace of industrialization, reliance on coal power, explosive growth in car ownership, and the sometimes disregard for environmental laws. Experts say there's no quick solution. Xie Deti is the director of Department of Resources and Environment at China's Southwest University.
Changing our traditional economic growth model is the only way. The country should change its power consumption model that overly relies on burning coal to improve energy structure. The relocation and technological upgrade of highly polluted sectors should be continued to cut emissions. And we should also make our transport greener by improving fuel efficiency, limiting the use of private cars, and encouraging public transport.
Pollution has long been identified as one of the biggest challenges by China's top leaders, with the leadership strongly urging the country to reverse the trend of ecological deterioration and build a beautiful China. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.